This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe on Bloomberg.
All right, if the house is rocking, that must mean someone is trying to make some money in the housing industry. Well, here to tell us more about it, Bob Wettenhall, analyst, RBC Capital Markets. He joins us in the studio. Good to have you with us.
Thanks. Great to be here today.
Not so bad, huh? I didn't mangle your name this time.
No. Good improvement. I like it.
All right, so what about improvement in the housing industry? I was looking at your report. KB Homes, Lennar, and then you've got some cement mixed in there, right?
Got a lot of things going on. So just to take it from the basics of the bricks, we're really bullish on housing from a fundamental standpoint. New residential construction came in at 760,000 starts ahead of estimates of 745,000. So very positive trends now 7 months in a row after 19 months of decline. We've seen a defined inflection point in what's going on. We think the train's left the station. This is a bright spot in an otherwise sluggish economy.
But looking at the individual stocks, you're saying you have to focus on the sector, not the individual stocks, in investing in these.
That's right. So the bigger challenge for investors when evaluating is, do you want to own home builders at all? And so we like the home builders. We like them less. The average stock in the group is up 55% year to date. So you don't want to start chasing this rally. So we kind of went from an overweight view on the sector to more of a neutral weight. Our best idea right now is KB Homes. It's kind of bombed out still and trading at a substantial discount to the peers. We also think Lennar, which is a best-of-breed company, has long-term upside if you're looking to own a stock for 3 to 5 years.
But why KB Home?
KB Home had a bad first quarter, pretty painful misfire. Stock ran up to 12 bucks, went back to 7, now it's back to 10, 11 bucks. So it's been all over the map, but it's still lagging its peers in terms of performance. So around 10 bucks or 9.50, there's upside still in these numbers if these guys continue to execute against their game plan.
Bob, I want to ask you about psychology, and not psychology in the housing market, psychology when it comes to investing. If you keep recommending things like housing stocks, don't you want to see a lot of pushback from people telling you that you're wrong? Doesn't that indicate that that's a good contrary bet? You don't necessarily want to go buying something when everybody tells you, yeah, it's the best thing to buy and add to the portfolio.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly right. And we do have a little bit of a contrarian bias to our thought process at this point. So we're very vocal in telling people it's too late now to jump on the bandwagon, because when a stock's at 50%, you've already lost part of the move. We're not saying that the stocks can't run higher, but right now, if the economy hits a speed bump or an air pocket, GDP growth comes in lower than expectations, or unemployment starts to back up, you're not going to have an incremental buyer for houses. And then numbers will be weaker for the housing companies, and the stocks have more downside. So we're trying to translate that and saying the risk reward is now less favorable than it was 6 months ago.
And won't we also see another major headwind with the fiscal cliff coming up at the end of the year?
That's the scariest of all things to consider, because the fiscal cliff is roughly $500 million of wealth that's going to be gone and going from your pocket to the government in real terms. So obviously that's going to have a very negative impact on consumer spending. And it's a key thing that we need to avoid in terms of keeping the economic recovery on whatever path it is continuing on a positive trend, because we will possibly have negative GDP growth if this bomb goes off. It's a real issue.
Bob, what about the idea that, you know what, maybe they're going to fix the fiscal cliff? Maybe they're going to do something. Everyone's already been scared enough about what could happen by the end of the year. What if you wanted to invest based on the idea that they'll do something and that there will be a January 1, 2013 with all its messy tax consequences?
I love the optimism, okay? But based on the track record of D.C. in the last couple of years and the gridlock we've seen, I view that as unlikely. If in your scenario, if we do get some kind of compromise and we're able to move past the cliff, actually, I think the market's going to rip higher, because then you can start to really focus again on fundamentals. If we can't, we're going to have a big problem. So you're talking about a lot more binary outcomes based on what happens with the fiscal cliff.
Doesn't there also need to be some more reforms in D.C. for in order for these home builders and the housing market to take off again?
I'm a little skeptical of Washington, D.C.'s ability to fix the housing market. So far, their initiatives really have failed to fix the problem or address the problem. I'm moving to the sidelines on
those.
Yeah, that's so overstated. And truth be told, really, it's going to take a long healing process to move through the mountain of foreclosure inventory. The growth we're having is off a very low base. So it's going to be a multi-year recovery before we get back to a million starts.
You get these housing stocks that start to move up just when we get kind of tired. I know we got the 760,000 annual print number for housing starts. But, you know, that's a long way away from where we were. And we were up to 2 million at one point. I mean, and then I hear all about the shadow inventory. I hear about foreclosures coming on the market. People not, you know, that everyone that has been able to refinance has already. All right, you get the picture. So why invest in housing stocks at all? Is there really any more juice left in these things?
You know, if you got to put fresh money to work today and you want to position yourself to ride the rebound in the housing market, we like building products companies.
USG, you like USG?
We love USG. USG is benefiting from favorable wallboard pricing. Another name we really like is Fortune Brands Home and Security.
You like those faucets and those security systems, right?
Yeah, well, those guys really have their act together, market-leading positions in some very good categories that are leveraged to new residential construction. So we like that stock in the low 20s. If you're going to buy a name for 3 to 5 years, you want a great management team with definitively strong positions. Positions and growth categories, FBHS is a great way to express that.
Are people going to, beyond the housing bill and the builders, are people going to be fixing up their homes, and will that help those type of companies?
Absolutely. And part of the fact is there's a lack of confidence in the economy. Consumer sentiment remains kind of sloppy. And accordingly, a lot of folks, and we look at private fixed residential investment as a key guide of this, are saying, hey, we're not going to move this year. We're not going to buy a new house. Let's buy some paint instead and paint our house. Let's get a new carpet. So some companies like Masco, which makes paint, Mohawk, which is the U.S. domestic leader in carpet, are net beneficiaries of this trend towards repair and remodel.
Does that mean also that companies like the Home Depot and Lowe's, I know that that's been a theme of theirs for a while.
Big time.
Yeah.
Big time.
And that also ties in the Home Depot story, ties into the PayPal story, because, of course, PayPal launching their initiative with the Home Depot throughout the country.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's a long-running theme which has some legs and some stability. We're actually more optimistic on the residential side of the economy, whereas commercial feels a lot softer. So we're going to see some commercial headwinds. Commercial construction remains very subdued. So if you're going to be a little bit cautious, you want to look for value, we're arguing for building products instead of home builders at this time.
All right. I want to thank you very much for sharing those insights into the housing industry and some of those related investments. Bob Wetenhall, analyst, RBC Capital Markets.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.